This is No Pink Spandex episode 157 for Monday, January 28th, 2013.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
But for real though, like as soon as we finish, right? Recording's done. Woo woo. A few days later, like everything decided to happen. It's like really?
Yeah, like yeah, I was just, you know, I was sitting there at work looking at my phone because that's how I do what I do. And I was like, oh, something here says Megaforce premieres February 2nd. A lot of pomp and circumstance for this big announcement. I think it was like, what, some article on Huffington Post I saw? Something like that?
Yep.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, here's a quick little promo, and the Power Rangers are coming back in like 3 weeks. Oh, snap, what?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Didn't see that coming. So, yeah, so we got a little promo. A little bit of footage.
Little teaser.
Little taste.
And what do you guys think from the little promo teaser?
I don't know. I mean, it was a lot of just, like, Zord footage. And, you know, quick shots of all of them looking. You know, we didn't get any wacky jokes like the Green Ranger wanted to talk about eating pizza or anything. You know, we didn't get any gold like that. Like we got with
the
samurai.
That was a plus. Yeah. That's certainly a step up.
We didn't see any breaking out the comedy hour.
But we did get an ominous voice that sounds a lot like Zordon.
What? No. No, there's no way it sounds like Zordon. Just because it's a giant head.
Giant talking head in a darkened base.
Yeah, they're dark in base. Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, here's what I was thinking, right? Because, okay, all they did for their mentor is they took their morpher, which is a giant head, and they made a gianter version of it and put it on a wall. You know? Yeah. And, okay, this is just me thinking, okay? But let's say you're friggin' diabolical in Lightspeed Rescue. If the Rangers came at you and they had disembodied Ron Roger heads on their wrist for morphers, I would be terrified of them. Or what happens if, like, friggin' Dylan comes up and he's got, like, Dr. K or Mason F. and Truman on his wrist, and he takes his little engine cell and he sticks it in her mouth? That would be terrifying.
Yes, yeah, so what? Imagine if the communicators...
Oh, God.
Or the morphers themselves was just Zordon. Little Zordon head.
Just Zordon's head.
Right there.
Hello, Ranger.
It's Zordon time. Yeah.
Let's see Tommy tell Miss Appleby. Yeah, that's just my pager.
Yeah, it's not the most stealthy. Yeah.
My giant Zordon.
It's a special watch, even though, yeah, nothing tells time on it, but, you know, it's
what's
a watch.
Up? Yeah.
I will have to say that...
Would that mean that Tommy would have Tommy's own head on his wrist in Dino Thunder? He'd be like, here's me on my wrist.
Pretty much.
Oh, I would watch that. I would watch that.
So here's the thing, though. Like, I mean, when I saw the trailer and I was gearing up to... not be particularly fond of what's going on, but this might be my dream come true, because before the last episode, I said that they should camp it up. They should be in on the jokes.
Oh,
I
God.
Mean, hello. What better way? I mean, the dude sounds like Zordon. Excuse me. The dude sounds like Zordon. Their command center looks like tattooed teenage alien fighters bad. Like, it is.
It, yeah, wow. It,
yeah, it's just a cave. With right. Although, I find it interesting that they have the five pedestals in the cave, and one of them is green instead of black. Like, they're getting ready for their Gokaiger. They're like, what's up?
Pretty
It's
much.
Gokaiger time.
You know, I mean, I'm just like, wait a minute, this might be, they might actually been being on a joke. Like, this might be a thing. I have hope. I have hope.
Also, I look at the that promotion, that big promotional picture where they're holding their morphers, and I can see you can see the Ranger keys on the wall. I'm like 90% sure I can tell that they're in order. Like if I look at the right side, I'm pretty sure that's Lost Galaxy, Lightspeed Rescue, Time Force, like in order.
Somebody said that they saw SPD, and I just kind of thought to myself, well, how did they do that? Did they go to the future? Did they? What's going on? But, it's a
Everything is
thing.
connected in the morphing grid, Tristan.
Sure. Okay. And I'm sure
That's
that they'll explain exactly that.
That's
Didn't
why I
they
was
come
excited.
back? Like, didn't SPD come back like a couple of times into like current time anyway? You
Yeah.
know? Oh,
Also, that's how they're well known now in
of
the prison.
course. Yes.
Yes. Sentinel Chip went and grabbed a bridge. He's like, it's no big thing.
Right.
He
He had
is.
No
a
thing but a chicken
conference with
wang.
Gosei. He came down to his cave and and
Well,
just had a chat.
Gosei and Zordon back in the day were bro fisting each other up and they're buddies.
They were GTLing.
Yeah, you know how it is. Like, they were like, what's up? Being a floating head sucks. Hell yeah, it does. I ain't jacked off in a millennia.
That's a
Word.
long time. That's some serious blue balls. Wow.
That is some frustration right there. So,
Damn straight.
I know what, but I'm re to be very honest, I am not like I'm actually, I don't want to say excited, I'm not excited, but I'm optimistic. I'm being optimistic about Mega Force, you know.
Do you see? Are you? Can you look at that
Well,
picture
I mean,
where they're holding
it's
their
good to
morphers?
like. Yeah.
Are you looking at that picture where they're holding their morphers?
Yeah. What about it?
Look at Pink. Look at how dead her expression is. She is not having it.
She's they're
She
cute.
is
No.
not having it.
You got yellow is like, yeah,
Girl.
that's right. Blue is like, yeah, what's up? Red is like, that's right, I'm a leader.
He's
Black
like
is like,
I'm a strong douchey leader, but you can I'm so strong.
shoot, I should have been red. That's all right. That's all right though. And Pink is like, whatever.
She's I mean she is l like literally like a friggin' mannequin, straight up. Just
I wouldn't say that.
completely lifeless in that picture. Other pictures she looks okay, but this picture she's all
Just like, when's lunch?
Well, who knows?
What?
At the end of a 15-hour day
You're
or
breaking up.
something, it's like, oh, we need to. Like, what?
You're breaking up badly.
I need to go get dinner. That's what I need. A morpher in
Do
front of the
you hear
command.
us? Do you hear us at all? Do you, hello? Tristan.
Rolling, rolling, rolling,
Hello
rolling.
again. Tristan? No, you
Yes.
can't, after you were breaking up in junk. Nuh-uh, you can't just,
Keep talking. We want to know you're gonna stay there. You're gonna stay there. Are you gonna stay?
No.
Okay. We heard something about eating dinner or something, and that's about it.
Great, so move on.
Okay.
I'm not
Okay.
saying it again.
Tristan said something hilarious, and next.
Insert canned laughter. And yeah, so the promotional pics, yeah, no, they look like I'm glad they're back in high school. I'm sorry. Like a
I'm
thing.
digging the wardrobes, to be honest. I'm digging it for the most part.
The wardrobe.
Wardrobe.
The one outfit
Wardrobin'.
that they all have so far.
True, true.
I just hope that is not the same in
Yeah.
every episode.
But
Yeah.
Yellow's busting out her summer collection. She's got all summer's old outfits, it looks like. So she'll be
Yeah.
ready to go. She'll be ready to go. That'll be good. And then
And you know what for Blue? You know what I hope, right? I hope he has like 5 million blazers. Like, I hope he's always wearing a blazer. Just like put one on and then like change it every day.
He needs to bust out Sky's sweater vest one of these times.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, he needs to bust out Billy's overalls.
No, he doesn't.
Just once bust out some overalls. Like as an inside joke and say he's doing it for some like wacky costume or something.
Oh my goodness.
And get like Billy's giant glasses.
He practically has them now.
No, but I mean like the 2-inch thick metal complete Coke bottle glasses. Bust them out. And then like after the series he'll get rid of his glasses and start wearing muscle shirts the whole time. Like, what's up, guys? I always like to walk around in my blue tank top.
Your blue tank.
That's not how it is.
But wait a minute. Like, we gotta get to the meat now. Like, this is just all like, all right, okay, the premiere happened. All right, pictures. The meat.
Yes. Like, you go to the Nickelodeon website. You get to read some rich, diverse character bios for our 5 precious Rangers. So let's go through these. I'm gonna start with the I'm gonna put them in order of least likely to be utilized in the show to most likely to be utilized. So I will start with the girls.
You're an idiot.
The Pink Ranger, Emma Goodall, is totally in tune with nature and always on the lookout to protect the environment. So when aliens start attacking her home planet, she takes it very personally. She may be sweet, but underestimate this BMX biking chick, and you'll find yourself at the mercy of the Pink Ranger's Phoenix Zord.
Yeah, I like it. She's totally in tune with nature. Totally.
Like,
yeah, well,
I would not
it's
have
basically asked... it's sorry it is basically Kimberly with a bike.
Just put some Ninja Storm mixed in. Let's
yes.
Mix some Ninja
Kimberly
Storm.
And
what about
Torch mixed together?
Wait, what about this says Kimberly to you? I mean, not the picture definitely screams Kimberly. Like
I think
from
Lisa
space.
Lisa saw the word totally and assumed it was Kimberly. Totally.
No, but also Kimberly was into gardening and plants and nature and all this other stuff and blah blah blah, and it was a recurring theme for her, and it's just like, all right, so this chick is like, oh, totally tune in nature, oh yeah, like totally, you're gonna mess with my planet, no way.
I think she's gonna be hippy dippy.
I didn't really see it that way. Huh.
I don't know. Okay. I looked at the picture of the girl, and I would have never guessed Nature Girl BMX.
For real. I mean,
like, yeah.
Especially when the Yellow Ranger is standing right there.
Exactly.
Like, really? The one with the left,
no, it's as
the
if.
Left jacket.
It's
She's
as
not
if.
BMX
and
one.
Yeah, exactly.
It's as if they, like, flipped the bios. Because read the next one. Read
yeah,
the
yeah, seriously. Ranger. Yeah.
The Yellow Ranger. Gia Moran is labeled as Miss Perfect, and it's hard to argue that it's the truth. Pretty, personable, and a powerful martial arts fighter, Gia is as intelligent as she is confident. She's been best friends with Emma since they were little, and that's not going to stop just because they're in different social cliques now. The Yellow Ranger's constant success can be frustrating to her teammates, but she and her Tiger Zord are dependable to the end.
Yeah.
I thought Pink was Gia.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Yellow was Emma.
They totally didn't... sound flipped.
For real.
Except for the Zord part, I guess, but...
Yeah. I think they are flipped. I'd be, like, 90% sure they're flipped.
Because, I mean, even the picture, like, they look like, you know, like, Yellow looks like the BMX chick if there's going to be one.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, Yellow, of course, she personal, yeah. Of course you give martial arts to the one that's vaguely Asian. So.
And look, I'm all for, you know, not having stereotypes and making sure that, like, oh, okay, yeah, to be a BMX chick, all right, she into nature and stuff, all right, that's cool. I'm all for that. But I don't want this to be, like, a check-off list, you know what I mean? Like, okay, well, you know, she's, like, very proper and prim, but she's a really good martial arts fighter. Yeah, we have to like make it blah blah. Like, I really hope that they like flesh it out. You know what I mean?
Well, it is, and it is pretty cliche to say, "Oh, the Pink Ranger is super popular, and that means the Yellow Ranger has to be the tomboy."
Right.
Because that's how they got. They always got to have a regular girl and a tomboy.
Right.
So maybe that was the thing. Is like they wanted to go against
the norm
expected type, which would be interesting, I guess. It's just the outfits seem kind of odd.
Yeah, the outfits make me like pretty sure that they flipped the bios.
Either way, I do like the BMX part, that which to me would normally go to one of the male rangers, and the fact that it's a female one this time is interesting. Because that was a huge complaint with, you know, Samurai. The girls are so girly girls, and they just don't do anything like this outside of ranger stuff. So that could be an improvement if it actually shows up in the show for more than like
that's
10
what
seconds.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
Let's not be a Madison with her.
Right.
So I hope so. I really do. I hope that this is not just intern bot having fun.
Right.
Yeah, and the last two girls we had weren't exactly vastly different from each other. Pretty much just girl.
Yeah.
Female ranger.
Yeah, and some of these bios, we're not done with them, but still, like, some of these bios, I actually think, you know, on paper, they're vaguely interesting. But it's like, I remember reading the thing with Spike and talking, like, really kind of talking up his thing with the Pink Ranger in Samurai, and thinking, oh, okay, that's going to be, like, a thing in the show, you know? And then it's brought up, like, maybe twice.
Yeah.
You know, like, barely
I
used.
Swear I remember really liking the bio of, what's his name? Mac. I thought his bio was really promising for Overdrive, and that, like, you know, his adventurous, like, book side, and
Mac, what, in the beginning, I liked Mac. Like,
in the first episode, I thought he had, I still was like, okay, this goes with the bio, this sounds cool, might be a good character, and then it kind of just got dropped.
Yeah, like,
like you said, Madison and her filming.
Yeah.
Oh, they got distracted.
Remember all that documenting that Madison did?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
footage for days.
When you went to Ranger Secrets or whatever it was, rangersecrets.com, and like, oh, I'm Madison. I do all this crazy filming. Follow me this entire season as I show all these amazing behind-the-scenes footage of me
absolutely nothing
filming our team doing stuff. Yay!
How hard is it to stick a camera in her hand? Just every once in a while, at least, you know, while they're just
happened,
hanging
like,
around. Yeah, just come on.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever.
Yeah.
Next up, the Black Ranger.
The Black Ranger. Jake, is it Howling or Howling?
I say Howling.
Yeah.
Jake Howling is outgoing, optimistic, fun-loving, and fearless when it comes to both the battlefield and social situations. He loves being the Black Ranger and saving the world with the help of his snake sword. But sometimes, he wishes he could make his superhero identity public. His one weak spot is his huge crush on the Yellow Ranger, but he's determined to make her fall for him one day.
Oh, snap!
Yay!
So, his personality is, I like girl.
But yeah, to me that kind of sounded like, a little bit like Dustin, to me. I got a little Dustin vibe.
I think out of all of them, if there was going to be a quote-unquote goofy one or a quote-unquote funny one, then he would be it.
He's got curly hair. He's got to be goofy.
That's terrible.
Well, this is Mystic Force. He's got red hair. He must be crazy. That's how it goes. Stereotypes. Love them. Come on.
Yeah. So
he's got a hoodie on, so you know he's all.
But he has to. But come on, you guys. You know he has to be the goofy one because he's gonna be the green one next time. Sure.
Oh God.
That is true. Let me think. I'm trying to match the personalities in my head. Let me see. Yeah. See, because like if yellow is you know a little Miss Perfect, it should be pink. That's a little Miss Perfect. That would fit. I'm
The
So,
footage.
here's the thing, and I'm sorry, I'm like skipping around, but Ghost Sager, right? Weren't the yellow and the black one, weren't they brother and sister?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's why it works though.
Yeah,
Not
they have footage.
see, you're
They
thinking
have.
of like the creepiness factor, right? Is that your
I was trying to figure out where, how, what?
Footage-wise, I mean, it works, like, because they're together a lot, and they're friendly towards each other, and they team up a lot, and blah, blah, blah. So, just as far as fight footage.
Yeah, he can walk up to her and say, you know, I'm from the Landic tribe, you're from the Landic tribe, let me land my d in that. Bam! See? It
Wow.
works! It works! That was a great pickup line. Don't even
Yes.
play. Don't even play. That's a great pickup line. That will totally work.
Wow. Anywho, but no, I do see what you're saying because at first I was like, wow, I'm creeped. And then I'm like, I guess that's the way they have to work it because, you
Yeah,
know.
all it really is we have footage of these two rangers interacting together a lot. Bam.
Yeah,
That makes sense.
and honestly, it's exactly what I would have done. I just would have said, yep. They're not siblings. Sorry, Go Sage already did that. They're in a potential relationship, and maybe we'll see where that goes. And hopefully we actually do. Again, like we have to say that for everything.
Yeah, that actually sounds like they're taking the Sentai footage and manipulating it to work for them. I know it's a shocking concept nowadays, but
Yes. This is sounding like a good step.
If they do that, that would be very good. You know? And then when we get to the Gokaiger footage, she'll be pushing him off all the time and punching him and smacking him around a little bit, saying, get the hell away from me. So,
That could also be very amusing.
yes, it could. You know, that see, that'll be the footage once they're finally a couple. And then she's like,
Maybe that's post breakup.
ooh.
And he's trying to get back with her, and she's like, no.
See, now that
Back
would be
the
an
hell up.
actual good storyline to actually have two team members that become a couple and then break up and are still team members.
And that's part of the story, yeah.
I would enjoy that. I don't think they're progressive enough or anything.
I don't think so. It's like idealized happy couples or nothing, or just friends.
Yeah. Or you're like, you know, Ethan, where it's like, hey, we're not together anymore, extra girl. We'll just, you know,
We'd
forget
just be
about
chill.
Yeah,
it. Chill
see,
and sort of.
I could believe it in Dino Thunder. I don't know if I would ever expect it now with, the Samurai Riders, but we'll see.
See, that's the thing is I keep feeling like I'm gonna get trapped into expecting something good to happen, you know? Where it's like, is the second I let my guard down and get my expectations up, then they're gonna punch me in the gut with the same crap I knew I should have known that they were gonna do, you know? So I'm like, I'm not getting hyped. Trying not to get hyped. But they're trying to pull me in.
I expect to like it more than Samurai. That's about all I can really give it right now.
If I don't, I have no hope. Like I mean, I there has to it has to like
Yeah. I don't
is
see there being any way this could be worse or even as bad as Samurai.
famous last words.
So, I'm gonna put my expectations at like Overdrive, Wild Force, Jungle Fury level. If it's a little better than those, then I'm gonna call this season a win. It'll be a big win if it's better than those. Even a little bit, just a little bit better. Just a little bit better.
Oh crap, our expectations are so low.
The thing is, like, the bare minimum should be it's better than Samurai. That doesn't mean that I would think it. No, I wouldn't call it a win if it was just simply better than Samurai, because better than Samurai shouldn't be that hard to do. So, not that I'm expecting it, but I would like them to try for much better, not just better, period. We'll see how it goes. But yeah,
I'm trying to be real. I'm trying to be realistic, Tristan. I don't want to get hurt. I've been abused too much by these people.
Nor, nor.
I still feel like a victim.
Oh Lord, mercy. Well, let's read the rest of the
Yes.
bios.
The Blue Ranger. Noah Carver may be a tech geek, but his wits make a fierce weapon against Earth's alien invaders. What he lacks in physical coordination, he more than makes up for in brain power, and with his more social-savvy best friend Jake at his side, these two make the perfect team. Sure, Noah may prefer studying up on the supernatural to engaging in battle, but the Blue Ranger's fearsome shark zord is no sci-fi fable. So the Blue and Black Ranger are best friends. That always is a red flag.
How is that a red flag?
Wild Force.
You're an idiot.
That's a red flag in my book.
So let me. I want to keep this all in.
They
check.
Might be never giving up.
I want to keep this all straight because now this sounds like a soap opera. All right. So the Pink and Yellow have been friends forever, ever, but now they're in different cliques. Right?
Yes.
The Black Ranger has a crush on the Yellow Ranger.
Yes.
And then the Blue and the Black Ranger are best friends.
Yes.
All right.
They're illustrating that these four are pretty tight knit, so that when someone shows up, ooh.
Troy Burrows.
Yes. We'll quickly get to this. The Red Ranger, Troy Burrows, is a born leader, though he may not know it yet. His tough upbringing made him responsible and focused, and it shows in his incredible martial arts skills. As the new kid in town, he's kind of a loner at the start, but makes fast friends when he joins up with the Mega Force. Troy is compassionate and loyal, and a true champion of the underdog. But mess with the Red Ranger's friends, and you're in for a fierce fight with his Dragon Zord.
That's what she said.
Super Red Ranger! Everybody loves him! He's perfect! Yeah!
Well, he did have a tough upbringing, right? So, that may be...
But he makes fast friends.
Yeah. Fast friends meaning, like, first 5 minutes. Most likely, but
see,
oh well.
This is my problem with these Red Rangers that are like, ooh, I'm such a loner, and blah, blah. You know, like, they always portray to be the loner, but then they're friends with the people in, like, 2 seconds. Like, it's so... frustrating. Like, fine, let him be agreeable, fine, and then later on let him show his, like, I'm getting to know y'all and I don't really like y'all.
What do you think the chances are that Troy Burrows is going to roll into town on a motorcycle?
It's very possible.
I think there's a strong chance.
He's got the outfit.
He's got the jacket on and.
Wait, I didn't hear that part. What you said?
I said, what do you think the chances are that he's going to roll into town on a motorcycle?
Yeah.
For real, it's like a thing with Red Rangers and leather jackets.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then they can do a montage where he's like side by side with Jason, on motorcycles. It'd be awesome.
And I guess Jaden as well, right? When he's on G's motorcycle.
Well,
oh
it,
my god.
You could put Scott on the motorcycle in costume.
Yes, of course.
He'd be in costume behind him. Hey guys, remember me?
No.
Hey! No. Go back on your time train and get out of here. Oh.
Oh well.
But everybody loved my season. Oh.
Not your team up. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jason, Jaden, Cole, everybody, why do red dudes with motorcycles? Like, it's like a thing. It's like a thing. So, but like I said, if the season is in on its joke, Troy would roll up on this motorcycle and comment on it. What?
I don't expect this to comment on anything at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, this isn't like freaking Akiba Ranger where they're just going to throw out 50 million cliches and comment on them.
Not saying 50
no.
million. Just...
I expect them to use the cliches and play them up as deadly serious.
Yes.
As if we haven't already seen it like 75 million times. Like, okay, I'm not even. Let's just wait till the episodes air. I'm already getting annoyed. Just based on expectations, but we'll see what happens. Open mind. Open mind.
Yeah. Open mind. Open mind.
Yeah,
but
I'm
no,
sure
but
they're going to be self-aware.
Already. No, I mean, I have to say, like, from the bios and whatever, even though don't really put much stock into them, but I'm having hope. I have to. If I don't, then all will be lost and forgotten.
Yeah, the bios, for the most part, look good. They paint a good picture. I just
yeah.
want it to translate to the show. I don't like the set, the command center set. We kind of breeze past those pictures, but I'm not a huge fan of this set. Now seeing it in many different pictures, it doesn't look like the most elaborate.
Well,
looks a little corny.
Yeah, and on the flip side, I just hope that means that they won't be spending a lot of time there. You know, as opposed to the last team who lived at their command center.
Right.
You know, maybe just, you know, pop in every once in a while to look at the viewing hectagon or whatever they're going to have, so it's not a globe.
Screens. They each have their own screens.
The viewing cube. Take a look at the viewing cube, my Rangers. You know? You know, it'll be like that, and I don't know.
The viewing cube, you're an idiot. So
I kind of wonder if, like, what's his face? The face.
Gose.
The giant face.
Gose.
Yes. Sure, that. I just kind of wonder if he's going to be, like, moving his mouth. Like, if it's going to physically move when he talks. Or if it's going to be, like, a CG
like Legends
thing.
Of the Hidden Temple.
Is it going to go up? Is it going to slide up and down?
Yes. Like really wrong, like not according to the voice at all.
Probably not. Probably don't want to budget for that.
I'll probably just glow.
Yeah, I'd rather just a glow. But who knows?
He does have a blue glow around him.
Yes.
Like a certain somebody.
Yeah. I just don't really get that at all. I'd rather just have a person or somebody who's played by an actor that you can see on screen, even if it's in a costume of some kind. I just don't like the disembodied big heads or big whatevers floating around.
The big heads.
Well, they
I
really
mean, I don't
they
want
really
the
hit a
Princess
home run.
Shayla's either though, like let's
yeah.
be real.
Yeah. I was gonna say they didn't exactly hit a home run with G-Rum. So
yeah.
You know. I don't know. But
okay. Go ahead.
No, I got nothing.
How do you got nothing?
I was looking for something, okay, and I thought I found it. I didn't find it. Go.
Well, the other thing that came up, because there's so many things, was the the episode titles and the synopses for
Yeah, that's what I was gonna go for, yeah.
1 through 20. Like
yeah.
the first season.
Here's assuming these are all legit, and I assume they are, what we've deduced from just looking at these is that just like how Samurai started out with 20 episodes, we will have 20 episodes probably in the year 2013. And judging by what they actually say, we will get through all of Gosager in 20 episodes.
Yeah.
Because like episode 8, Robo Knight shows up. Because the episode is called Robo Knight. Because
right.
that sort of gives you a clue.
Yeah.
And you see that, and you know, and some of the episode titles just show that, and they say that, you know, they mentioned Metal Alice is who's works for the last group of bad guys. So, I mean, based on the synopsis, it shows us when the Sixth Ranger shows up, when they get their power-ups, the fact that they fight all three groups of bad guys. So yes, they are going to turn Gosager into 20 episodes so that in 2014 we can likely go with the same cast playing the Gokaigers.
What do you guys think about that?
Well, let's be honest. I don't like Gosager. And yes, oh yes, it is very possible to take a very crappy Sentai and turn it into a very good Power Rangers season. RPM, always the most obvious example. So on one hand, I am glad they're just going to get through this stuff. I don't like the weapons. I don't like the Zords. I don't like the storyline. I don't like the costumes. There's nothing I re even really like about Ghost Ager except the Morpher is kind of cool, but that's about it. So getting through it is good. Of course, the flip side is that trying to compound 50 episodes into 20 is not the easiest task in the world. If you're going to go the route of doing a lot of copying, then you're going to lose a lot of context in general. And I mean, I don't know what, like, looking at these episodes, they do sound a lot like Ghost Age counterparts, but I also see places where they might be different. So it really depends on how they decide to handle this. Because, I mean, personally, I didn't think Ghost Age had much of a overall story. I mean, really, the only story there was the bad guy that kept switching teams. That was all I really saw there. I mean, none of the Rangers were that unique, were that interesting. Their stories were not that important. So Ghost Ager is what I would consider a good season to just take the footage and make your own stuff out of it. Are they going to do that is the question.
As far as actually taking Ghost Ager and condensing it into 20 episodes, I have no problem whatsoever with that. It's just a question of how it's done. And I mean, I don't know, some people have really analyzed the crap out of these and figured out at least what they think which Ghost Ager episodes go where. And it kind of looks like they're going to skip out the introduction of a lot of stuff. And that was like my main concern was how are you going to go through all of this while still introducing all the Zords? But if you actually just cut out a whole bunch of Zords and just simply don't use them at all, then that's fine. Like, that's actually kind of easy. If you know where to cut and know where to go and not to go, then that's cool. So that's like one of the last hurdles, for me being on board with this idea. I don't necessarily like the idea of this cast becoming the pirates without a really good explanation as to why that happens and all the characters fit with the footage, which may or may not happen.
Well, here's the thing, right? Let's look at each one of them, right? The black to the green, as long as he's like mad awkward and junk or whatever, and then like he turns into like, hey, look, I'm the guy that's gonna blend, whatever. I don't know. It could work. Eh, maybe. Whatever's. You got the yellows,
Well,
the yellows, right?
yeah, assuming they switch, the real thing, let's cut to the chase, is blue. That's the problem. You're telling
What?
me
Why is
that
that a problem?
nerdy guy is going to become super badass sword fighter dude?
Well, I
Well,
mean,
this.
we don't necessarily have to translate all of
I know,
that.
but that's his thing, is always running around with double swords, showing what's up. Like, check out my awesome sword skills.
But I mean, wasn't that Billy though? Billy started out being horrible, and then all of a sudden, oh look, he's like actually good at things. I mean, I think it's better. It's a harder sell if they regress than if they progress. So if you sucked before and now you're great,
True.
I can accept that.
Yeah, and I guess that would also be the thing is if Pink really is martial arts girl, and then she turns into prim and proper, fights with a gun, doesn't really ever actually do martial arts when she's morphed.
Yeah, that's weird. That's gonna be weird.
That would be the regression, yes. Huh.
I mean, again, like, there's still a bunch of stuff that they could cut out, like on-screen costume dialogue, like the parts where she like puts her hand over her mouth or something,
Yes.
stuff like that. Just cut that out. Wouldn't fit at all.
Yeah, I guess it's also kind of weird because, I mean, the Gokaiger suits, I mean, they aren't really ambiguous. It's, they're pirates, straight up.
Yeah.
You can't really pretend they're not pirates. So, it seems, you know, I mean, because a lot of other seasons have generic suits, like how when they became Zeo, you know, Zeo's like, whatever, they're just generic suits.
Mm-hmm.
But here, I mean, pirates is a pretty clear theme. So you're going to take five high school kids who, you know, I mean, they have somewhat generic powers as it is right here now. And then you're just going to say, okay, they're going to take off in their pirate ship now and do piratey things. I don't know. It seems like a bit of a stretch. You know, it'd be like going from RPM to Samurai. Okay. You had your crazy cars. Now you all have Samurai skills. What's up?
I don't think so. You know.
They wanted to simplify life. Go bare bones. Go back to their roots.
Their roots. Their samurai roots.
Okay, you were time cops. Now go play around with some animals. Go. Oh, you're done playing around with animals? Okay, now you're ninjas. What? What? Okay. Sure.
But I do want to mention that there were a couple of things that were popping up in different news outlets. Nothing from Power Force, I'm just saying, but I'm not bitter. Anywho, one of the things was that the Robo Knight was going to be revealed. The Ranger Robo Knight, or whatever they're calling it, it's going to be revealed later on in the season. Now, do you think it's going to be an actual person Ranger, or like one of them, like, I'm another floating head?
I don't know. I assumed that they just meant Robo Knight, like the superhero, like
yeah.
The costume, basically.
I was going to say something, but then I remembered that in Lost Galaxy, Mike does become Magna Defender and fold up into a Zord. So I guess they can do that. Where he contorts his body and then crawls into a Zord. So I guess if he's a real person, he could still contort Robo Knight into a big head. Which would be weird. But no, I think reveal just means he's going to show up.
He's just going to show up?
Yeah, it's not like he's going to give him an actual identity.
Because I remember them saying, I mean, although this is different, like in Samurai, they would use the word reveal just to say, oh, Antonio's showing up,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. It'd be interesting if he had a human form or something other than just the costume, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, they call him Robo Knight. I don't know.
Robo tends to imply something.
Robot.
Robo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or his suit is robotic. And yet,
Robocop.
There is a person inside there. You never know. The other thing... Go ahead.
I was going to say, the good thing that you'll be excited about, Lisa, is when I was reading the synopsis to episode 17, Staying on Track, when it says, the Rangers must race to save the day when Metal Alice plots to throw the city into chaos by derailing a passenger train. Meanwhile, Robo Knight comes closer to understanding humans when he meets a young boy. Because to me, that means that's the one and only time we'll see a young boy. Which means there's no-no-no-moo-moo. No American Nono Mumu, which I've always been afraid of.
Except in this episode.
Just one episode of him, not always in the background doing his thing. So I take comfort in that knowledge.
For 20 episodes, the synopses as they are seem very focused on the Robo Knight thing. And like the human condition, staying on track, the human factor, like some of these, it just feels like they're basically telling the same story just over and over again. And that's kind of how Gosager went. I think I'm the only person that actually watched all the way through. Did you watch it all the way through?
I don't skip anything.
When did you? Okay, well, whatever.
I stockpiled episodes and would watch four or five in a row.
Right.
You know,
okay.
But so I broke away from watching them as they came out. But yeah, I soldiered through.
Yeah. Because to me, it just seemed like they kind of just told the same story with Gosei Knight, like in like a bunch of episodes. It was just him learning about humans and learning to accept
Yeah.
them and whatever. And it was just sort of like, you know, this is great once or twice, but why do we need to see this more time? This is part of why Gosager is so kind of nothing to me, because it just feels like it's just a bunch of stock stories. And I just, you know, if they were going to use anything from Gosager, yeah, use a couple of these maybe, but don't flood 20 episodes, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like looking at these episodes, the descriptions, it literally looks like they're going to get through the first villains in 7 episodes, the second set of villains in 7 episodes, and the third set of villain in the final 6 episodes. They're literally just cutting it exactly in thirds, and they're just going to run through them like crap through a goose.
I don't know. The way some of them are
Well,
thrown together.
from what I can remember, because Robo Knight shows up when the second group shows up. So
Right.
that would get us through the first 7. And then you see 14 is Gosei Ultimate, which they get that to defeat the second set of villains. And then the 15th episode says the Power Rangers encounter their first robotic opponents. So it looks pretty evenly split the way it goes.
Maybe what they're gonna this season, that maybe because they're focusing so much on robotics and robots and whatever, maybe they're having the evil aliens be a bunch of robots, and then like, oh look, this Robot Knight's gonna come in and help us save us from these robots and help us understand them more so that we can beat them. Maybe that's.
Like I said, it says first robotic opponents on episode 15.
What I'm saying is,
Can't get over the fact that they named the second set of villains Bloofer and Biggs.
well, none of the names really work for me at all.
Bloofer and Biggs. Oh, snap. It's Biggs. He's gonna get you. He and
I'm
Skinny
thinking
Mac.
they might play Biggs as more comedic.
Yeah,
If it's if it if it is,
the
well,
big
yeah,
purple
it
fat
is.
guy.
Yeah, so that would be pretty easy to do. He's just big, slimy thing.
Yeah, it really comes off that all it really is they're just cutting 50 episodes into 20 and cherry picking a few episodes here and there to, the ones that are just bare necessity to tell the actual story.
But I don't, because 18 says Admiral Malcor, and which I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be the green-faced guy from the first group of villains, and that's the 18th episode. So I'm thinking that's the one where, spoilers, he dies in like the first third of Gosager, but now it's way down.
Yeah, I get the feeling that they're using War Star to describe all three groups, and these might all three supposedly are the same group, but they just get defeated, and then the next one pops up. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
What we do know is that the 20th episode, Endgame, stuff gets real.
The title, by the way, has been used.
I know,
I was
right?
gonna say I sounded. You wait.
Sounded very familiar.
Have they used the title Rico the Robot before?
Thankfully, no.
Hasn't there been the Messenger? Isn't that one that they've used before too?
No, it's the Millennium Message, maybe you're thinking
Right.
of.
I could have sworn there was one just called Messenger, like an SPD maybe.
Mess SPD,
Yes.
yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's
That's
when
different.
Mal
This is
was
the
released.
Messenger.
Oh snap, they added another.
But look, Endgame, that's
Spit
like
up.
the same. Like, come on, you guys. Really? Really? Do your little homework, RPM.
Have they used Dream Snatcher before? Or wasn't there like an invasion of the something snatcher or
Yes, invasion
yeah.
of the. Yeah.
Body switcher.
Harmony and
From
Discord. What was the Tommy Kimberly episode where she used her bow
Song
to.
of Discordia.
Okay. To fire his dragon dagger. Yes. A lot of these sound familiar. Like Stranger Ranger sounds so oddly familiar.
Sorry, just like
Mega Mission sounds oddly
I
familiar.
don't know. You know what? They probably, you know what? They probably, yo,
I
think
don't think
about
it's
it, son.
intentional.
No. Think about it, son. 20 episodes, 20 seasons. They
Okay,
probably took.
so what's Gosei Ultimate?
Yeah, what's that a reference to?
Well, that was like.
And again, I will return to Rico the Robot.
But let me tell you, if you maybe you go deep, like you kind of search, that might be that'd be cool. That'd be like a little Easter egg. Like it's like, you know, from different seasons they cherry pick different titles and then change it up a little bit, and in some cases didn't change it up at all. So
How about the very generic title, Ultra Power?
yeah, wow. That's yeah.
I don't know, they're actually. Oh, we have the human factor and the human condition.
Yeah.
Nice!
And didn't we do something like that yeah, we did in Samurai, where it was like, oh, I forget. Oh, the ultimate duel, and then what was it?
Oh
The
yeah.
great
It's like
duel or something.
then like a super duel or something. They were, they both were impressive.
You can't even,
Yeah,
come
the
on.
ultimate duel, the great duel.
Yes.
One season, your own season. Come on. Come on.
Well, calling an episode The Human Condition actually sounds cool if there isn't also the human factor.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, like individually, they're both fine, just not one, two, three, four episodes apart.
Yeah. At least there's no blue in the gold, okay? We at least got that. There's no like the black and the robo.
That is true. I'm very thankful. On the out, look, these titles could be worse. Let's be real.
I'll be honest, I love He Blasted Me with Science.
I
I love that. That is amazing.
I do like that though.
I will sign off on that one.
Out of these different episode synopses, which one kind of is like, I don't know about it. I don't know. That looks kind of rough.
Looks kind of rough. Let me see.
There's one where I know. There's one with the where the male characters are enslaved by the monster and they're like controlled by him, and the girls are the only ones who are unaffected. That sounds kind of goofy. And I remember that exact thing happening in Gosager and not liking it there either.
Yeah, they were like in a cave or something, or I think
Yeah.
I remember
And the
that.
monster used them as like furniture and stuff.
Oh, that's right, yes. Oh, jeez. God,
Yeah.
part of me wants to like rewatch Ghost Ager before I see the Megaforce, just because I have my memory of Ghost Ager is so poor.
Yeah,
But
I
that would
might do
require me to watch Ghost Ager.
it. Well, only 20 episodes.
I guess that is also true. I don't know. I kind of want to see the episode. I kind of want to see them turn, though, the girls into bitter enemies, because like that was like one of my favorite episodes from In Space. Like straight up, when they were fighting, I love that episode. When it's like she didn't clean up, she's wiping her crumbs on the floor. I love that.
Ho.
I don't believe that Cassie called Ashley a hoe. Would have been appropriate, but don't think it happened.
Wow.
This and everything. This and everything. How?
Hoe. Mm-mm. Heifer. Clean it
Biatch.
up. Clean it up, hoe.
Oh, you know what always sets off my alarm is whenever I see an episode like description, and it always involves one ranger teaching another ranger about teamwork. Gah! Gah! It always somehow just sets me, oh, it's the biggest cliche ever. We gotta learn about teamwork, guys. Come on,
Because
let's
it's so
work.
over the head with it. Like, it's so, like, hey, guy, like, set you up the cold open, right? Cold open's like, okay, guys, you know, I just don't know if I can do this. You whatever. Come on, man. You could do it, man. It just gotta work together.
Well, and this is exactly what Tristan was talking about. Episode 10, it says, the Rangers must teach Robo Knight the power of teamwork. Go up to episode 12, two episodes later, it's up to straight-laced Noah and no-nonsense Robo Knight to figure out how to work together. That's the same thing!
Yeah, just repetitive. I
Like,
mean,
two
maybe the
episodes
way
late.
they play it, you know, is different, but
You know? It's just, Although I did like what you said about how it would be easy for them to skip supposed Zord introductions, because they can just say, you know, like, oh, we have the header, the sets of headers already, you know, just call them out and don't act like it's an amazing thing that they're there. And you could, because they don't have lots of actual auxiliary Zords. They just have, you know, if they just have their regular Megazord with the headers already, all they really need to do to get after that is the freaking ostrich, which only appears a couple times. Still don't understand why they had the ostrich.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, the ostrich only appears a couple times, so it's
They
very
kept.
possible that they just remove it entirely.
Well, it's not in the toys yet. They haven't. There's nothing about it, and
Right.
there's nothing about releasing. What's his name? Daddis.
Datus, yeah.
He's not. I don't.
Thankfully.
There's nothing about him, and the extra header that's used to make you know the combination with all the headers. There's an extra blue one that comes with Daddis, and it doesn't come with him. It comes with one of the motorcycles already. So they could have easily just completely cut him out, and then and never use him and never use the ostrich. I mean, there aren't that many Zord fights they would have to get rid of, so they could just have the regular Megazord already have the headers. Then get, you know, then Robo Knight shows up with his Zords. Then all they would need to do is get Gosei Ultimate and they're done. Straight up. So, yeah, they could easily run through this. It's their arsenal is pretty. Despite the fact that they have headers, the header gimmick, and the card gimmick, they could still easily run through this without needing to do everything. You know, it lends itself to not needing introduction episodes for everything. So.
Well, here's an episode that stood out for myself.
Okay.
Good or bad?
Dream Snatcher.
Hey.
A dream snatching monster preys on Emma and other humans, eating away their goals and ambitions. With one ranger down, the team must figure out how to defeat the monster before Emma is lost forever.
Are you saying that that may sound like a certain episode of Samurai?
Yeah.
Pretty much to the T. To
Yeah.
the T.
Same color, or is it? Or is it, wait, Emma's?
Hey, Emma's the yellow one, right? Right.
Is that, no, I think Emma's. That's the one we think should be yellow, but it's actually pink. God, I
Right,
can't.
yeah.
Yeah, God, I
As
want to see
soon
Mika's
as I
teeth.
hear it, I think yellow.
I think it is, and I can't remember the Ghost Ager
Yellow.
episode to save my life. So.
Yeah, it is. Emma is pink. Yes.
Okay, yeah, I want to see Emma's. Oh, I want to say it's yellow. It just seems like Emma should be yellow and Gia should be pink. Damn it. But yeah,
Well,
it does still sound like the exact same episode.
I mean, we just went through that. Like, we just went through this. I don't need to relive the past. Keep that back there,
Well,
you
if you
know?
loved it once, you can now love it twice.
I think,
Huh?
yeah, and that's this. Okay, see, this is like the perfect storm of repetitive stuff because Gossager itself is incredibly generic that it really, it's almost like it has a checklist of like typical Sentai plots that it just kind of crosses off as the series goes on. And you sort of feel like Megaforce, or certainly Samurai anyway, was very just kind of generic anyway. And so it's kind of bad because, like, now, okay, you take Samurai writers and Gosager plots and put them together, and it's like, this is bad. Rico the Robot. To me, that basically is It's the same episode as like in Power Rangers in Space. Cassie meets the bee monster, who's like a good guy. He's a monster with a heart or whatever. And it's like the same gimmick. And they did the same thing in Lost Galaxy, although that was a really good one. They've done this many, many times before. And that the Ghost Sager version wasn't even a good version of it, you know, as a derivative plot. So it's like, I really hope they go through that with a fine-tooth comb and make it different and interesting.
By the way, I'm looking at this the Henshin grid where the guy took decided to match each episode up, and it says the Dream Snatcher one, and it says it sounds like it's episode 27 of Ghost Sager, but in that one the Black Ranger was the one sleeping. So changing it up.
Right, to basically match up with a previous season. Having a girl being all defenseless. So yeah, I just yeah, I hear what you're saying. They have there are typical Power Ranger episodes. There are typical Sentai episodes. And now you're seeing these summaries, and there are like all coming together, being a whole bunch of typical mess.
Greatest hits,
Compilation
but
just hits, just hits.
recurring themes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Mega Force is just mega
Well,
compilations.
you can never have a season without an episode where a monster enslaves the city via music. I mean, that's just a staple. You gotta have that.
And that is, oh God, they pick. There's so many Ghost Sager things that they could have done, and which I don't even want them to do most of them. But you pick that one, the song one, and again, Samurai. In one of the better episodes, actually, the Pink Ranger sings. And so it's like, did we really need to adapt that specific plot
They
again?
can th that means if the Pink Ranger sings, they can lip sync the Asian actress again and just blur her face, samurai style.
Wow.
It's her, I swear it's her. It's ears, I can tell. What are you doing, ears?
Oh,
Good old ears. You gave us so little.
but no, you did want to tell me about Cure Ruger.
Kyo Ruger.
Yeah, Kruger.
Yes,
That's
Kruger,
not
Doggy
pronunciation
Kruger.
at all.
Doggy Kruger.
You did want to tell me about their recent
They
news.
also have bios that were found in a pamphlet for the big team-up movie of Gokaiger and GoBusters, because they make a very small cameo. I believe it's in suit only, as usual. And so we have bios for that as well. Let's go with those. Again, we will start with the female. Kyoru Pink. Her name is Amy Yazuki, an 18-year-old college student. She def Basically, what they're saying is they each defeated their dinosaur. And it says, so she de defeated Juden-ryu Dorikara, which is basically Triceratops, while in America, and became a warrior, gaining its power. A cheerful high kick girl, she declares herself the Horned Heroine, specializes in hand-to-hand combat. She is from America, studying abroad, and is the daughter of a wealthy family. A butler known as Gentle is taking care of her in her current accommodations. And I also read that, apparently, even though she's rich, like she's like working part-time at a restaurant as a waitress, she's trying to strike out on her own, which I think is, it's an interesting character trait that they have the prim and proper girl, but she's trying to not be like that.
So, is she the American but still Japanese?
Yeah. Well, her name's Amy. Yeah. She's American Japanese, yeah. Well, I think that's probably supposed to be the thing where probably, her parents probably work in America or something, because you gotta be in America if you're rich. That's how it works.
Yeah, because I'm just like, all right. It's like, I'm rich. She is rich because she's from America. Like, I, okay,
Oh,
yes.
Some.
That's.
Yes. So then we have.
That's.
Oh, Tristan, are you. Tristan's cutting out again. Tristan.
Tristan.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Okay, we can hear you.
What'd you say? Say it again.
What? I didn't say anything.
I thought you said
I
something. I
thought you
heard
were
you cut.
cutting out. All right, continue, continue. Jared,
Hey,
continue.
Kyoryu Green is Soji Ryupokan. He is a 16-year-old high school student, so the youngest of the group, younger than Pink by 2 years. While in a bamboo thicket, Shoji defeats Kyo. Nah, whatever, I'm not even going to say it.
Forget it. Defeats them.
Exactly. His
Okay, fine.
defeats his
pronunciation
giant
is
sword and gains
horrible.
his power of becoming a warrior. A cool swordsman with speedy attacks, he declares himself the slashing hero. He is of the Ryupokan Ki, a family who has been practicing assassination fencing arts since the Warring States era. Although he respects his father and what his father wants for him, he has uncertain thoughts about what his fate should be. So he's kind of got that his that history, like kind of like a.
What is this season about?
Basically, they're the, what they're trying to illustrate here is that these five are completely random. Like, we're not, this isn't a season where they're all buddies or they're family members or, they immediately come together and are a great team. Just immediately gel together. They're just completely random. Basically, what it is the same, the same thing happened to them all. They all somehow managed to run into the dinosaur somewhere around the world, and they defeated it, and they became the Ranger. They like gained its power, and then since they have it, they're forced to be a team. So
Well,
they're
see,
just,
yeah.
yeah,
Well, see,
that's.
this is their idea of diversity. See, this is like this is supposed to be an international styled team where they each come from somewhere or they each visited somewhere and brought some culture back.
Yeah.
And it's like this weird mixing pot, and they just happen to have dinosaurs and stuff too.
Yeah, it's like, Captain Planet people.
He's our hero.
From the Soviet Union.
Ugh.
Okay.
What?
Okay. So they're random people who defeated their warrior's animal thing
There,
in
yeah.
random places, and now they're being brought together because it's like, okay, I guess we gotta have a show. So.
Green is the youngest one, but he's probably looks like it's the he's the serious one of the group. He's the one that has, the badass swordsman, and he's trying to get out from. I think that could be a good storyline, but between him and Pink, because it says that he's trying to get out, from underneath his father, even though he respects what he wants for him. And then you got Pink over here, who's rich, but she's also striking out on her own, getting her own job and everything. So I think they could have a decent storyline. And they're, close together in age, so there's something there. I'm trying to find something here, And okay, Kyoryu Blue, Nobuharu Udo, is 32 years old.
Oh, snap, older than the old guy on GoBusters. Oh.
He's as old as Green. Twice as old. It says a hard-working jack of all trades. The others call him No-san. While on a trip, he defeats a dinosaur as well, and an ice stegosaurus, and gains its power. A power fighter who declares himself the armor hero. He lives with his younger sister, a single mother, and his niece. And he's the guy that had like the wacky curly hair. I told you curly hair means wacky. And so, he's the older guy. He cares for his younger sister. He's got a niece, and he's probably the comedy relief on what is probably going to be a comedy heavy series. So, again, I think that's interesting that they got an older dude in there. This is. I think it works. I think it's a good idea on paper. Again, on paper. That, he's.
I mean, I've always liked the idea of someone older or just older in general, because lately it's been just sort of
The Young
here's the
Bucks.
teens. Yeah,
Yeah,
basically.
that's the one thing you notice if you watch Sentai over the years, is that they definitely move the median age for Rangers down. They definitely got younger as it progressed, which is kind of odd because Power Rangers kind of got older, actually.
They did.
Well, they got rid of
Well,
teenage.
yeah.
For most, I mean,
Yeah, it was high school and then not.
Well, I mean, I think it was high school, then they moved it up, and then they like moved it back down again. You know what I mean? Like it's
Moved it up for a long time, though. It was up. I mean, you think, how old do you think the friggin' Lightspeed Rescue and Time Force Rangers were?
12.
Really?
They just had a hard life.
Yeah. They were all very
Me.
successful as well, too. Those Lightspeed Rangers.
I mean, in Turbo, like the old cast graduated, and then the new cast was in high school again. And then in Space, apparently they were still in high school, even though we never saw them. And then it's like, oh, I have a job, like, which is actually really important, which probably you had to go to school for and do training and stuff. So, and then
Except for
Lightspeed
Damon.
Rescue.
Except for Damon.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Trade. Hey, come on.
Yeah, I mean, and even friggin' Wild Force, Elisa was in college. So,
Right,
I
yeah.
mean, Max was supposed to be younger than the rest of them, but
Right,
besides that.
and that was like weird.
Yeah, that was, the fact that he was like high school age was out of the ordinary for the rest of the team.
Yeah.
You know? So.
But I guess we it was high school, then like the serious times. It got older, and then oh look, let's go back to kids. So like, you know, it
Yeah.
went back down again. You know what I mean?
I'm not sure how old they were supposed to be in Ninja Storm. Like, I'm not 100% sure.
They were not no college.
There was a couple episodes where they were talking about homework, so I don't know if it's
Ninja
high
homework?
school or no, it's regular homework because
It
they
could
were
be ninja
like, oh,
homework.
I have to do chemistry or something. Like, okay, ninja chemistry?
It could be ninja chemistry. You don't know. They could have to write with invisible ink.
Because remember, they were acting as if like a lot of that was during, oh, look, it's the summertime. So we're out of, you know what I mean? Like they always like the same thing with
Yeah.
Mystic Force, like we're in the summertime. We're not in school. Like, you know, so they're around teenagers. I wouldn't expect
Yeah,
them
I
like
think
we're 22.
maybe Hunter and Blank were a year or two older than the others. And obviously Cam was a few years older than the others. But
Yeah.
yeah, it's hard to tell there. Yeah, but then again, they went back to high school for Dino Thunder, but after that, then again, they got a little older after that.
Ninja Storm and Dino Thunder was their attempt to quote unquote make Power Rangers cool again. And so it was sort of meant to be.
Without beating you over the face like Samurai or.
Right. And in a way that was good, unlike Samurai.
They didn't. Or, like, you know, unlike Mega Force, you'd have to say, hey, we're all in high school again. Look at us. Archetypes.
Yo, don't be hating on my high school, y'all. I'm just saying. Saying.
I
High
like high
school is
school
great.
Rangers. I love high school Rangers. You know, they
Just,
just don't copy the original Rangers. You
Yeah.
know, or if you do, take, you know, different takes on them like you did with Dino Thunder, you know, where you evolve the concept a little bit. Okay. Kyoryu Black. Ian Yorkland. That's not. That's his name. 23 years old, near a lake in Europe, this fighter
And
defeats
he's
Dino.
Japanese?
Yes, they're all Japanese,
This
of course. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is their idea of diversity.
is why. A sniper with tricky moves, he declares himself the bullet hero. Talkative and very much a playboy, he is the gag maker of the group.
The heck?
This is translated from Japanese, okay? Gag maker. I guess that means he
Prankster.
makes girls gag. Never one to miss a joke. However, regardless of his personality, he seems to have a checkered past, and you can tell because he wears a leather jacket. Again, stereotypes. Come on now.
You know what's with Sentai? It would be so nice if they actually, instead of just getting your not supporting cast, not the supporting cast, like your recurring, random recurring actors, you know, like, oh, look, this is an American or whatever. Like, if you're gonna make somebody from out of the country, like from Europe or from America, I don't know, get a different race, get a different, like, it would be nice.
Well, like in Kaku Ranger, which is Alien Rangers, the Black Ranger spoke perfect English, and he would switch between back and forth between English and Japanese, because he was raised in America, just like what's his name, Bosco from Gokaiger. he speaks perfect English,
Yeah.
without an accent, you know, without, you know, ooh,
No, stop, 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 stop,
Let's
stop.
not even. Yeah.
Or
Stop.
they
But that's
throw U's
still.
at the end of letters and words.
That's still. It's a Japanese dude. Like, visually, if you just look at the team, it's like, okay, well, it's.
They all, yeah, like when I first saw the picture, I'm like, okay, I'll Japanese, okay, regular, whatever. But now you're reading these, it's like, oh, this person's from America. I mean, okay, I can understand America because we're all mixed up with whatever, right? So I'll give them a pass. England, yo, I know there's different people in England, but come on. On England, sorry, Europe. Come on. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yo, just, I never thought I would say these words, but just get a straight up white dude, call it a day.
I would love it. I just I think culturally it's a little different for them because there's just so many Japanese and like foreigners would not even really. I think they're afraid of losing something. It's like having female Red Rangers, you know, like that was a thing for a long time that they just thought they would never do. So I would love it, but to expect it, no.
I'm just gonna make a note that this is the day that Lisa asked for more white guys as Rangers.
I know, this is crazy.
We need more white guys, come on.
This is crazy. I never thought I would say those words. Lord have mercy.
Diversity.
Okay. Kyoru Red is Kiru Daigo, 20 years old, so right in the middle of the five. While on a solitary jungle island, Daigo defeats Tyrannosaurus and gained its powers. He declares himself the Fang Hero, an omnipotent and balanced fighter. He is a person who has seen the four corners of the globe and has unique qualities easily and his unique qualities easily charm people into becoming his friends.
Oh Lord Jesus,
Typical Red
have
Ranger.
mercy. Lord Jesus, have mercy on my soul. You know, Mark, look, I'm gonna miss here. What's his name? Hiromu
Yeah.
from Goodbye.
That's how much you're gonna miss him. You don't remember his name.
I don't remember any people's names, but I am gonna miss him because he was refreshing to me.
He was a
Refreshing. He
which was good.
was a person that was a douche, but then backed it up with his skills.
Yeah. And it was interesting that he was that way. Like, I like it.
To be fair, Captain Marvel has perfected the art of being the douche, Red Ranger. So he had
Well,
big
he's
shoes.
douchey in a
He had
different
big
way.
shoes to fill, you know? He was badass douche. I mean, you don't mess with Captain Marvelous, straight up.
Yeah.
The only
Well.
person that can mess with him is maybe Akashi. Maybe. A little bit. But
That'd
other
be
than that,
interesting.
yes, those two together would, I mean.
So as far as Red Rangers would go, we've had two that have been good. Back to back. No, wait, right? No, wait. Right? It was Gokaiger and Gobusters, right? Yes, 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 yes. So two have been good back to back, and now we're gonna get to this fool who's like,
Well,
hey.
you've had three of four too, because I mean, friggin'
Well, in the
Takaru,
past,
Takaru
but
three,
no,
three of
but
in
see,
recent,
he's
recent.
before Gosei Red.
Yeah,
That's the thing.
Gosei, he messes it up, but three out of the four though of the most recent ones have been pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. We've had a good run of Red Rangers that weren't just, "Ooh, look at me, I'm fiery rookie guy." Yeah, I've had more than my fill of fiery rookie guy, straight up. That role is so done. You can go, you know, in a good 5, 10 years before I need to see another fiery rookie Red Ranger.
And so how, why are you saying that these bios?
I just think that they're. I mean, if looking at them, they seem fairly unique, each one individually. And I like the fact that they're varying up the ages quite a bit. And I mean, just by reading them, I see a lot of, you know, I can clearly define each one. Which, you know, I mean, it sounds decently interesting. I mean, I've read some pretty crappy bios, and these, I mean, they're interesting. I don't know.
It's character, which, you know, because this is being written by the writer of Kamen Rider Double, who had, you know, a real lock on character stuff and really making, you know, the key ones pop. And even some of the smaller ones were cool when they popped up. It was like, oh, there's Queen and Elizabeth, you know, even though they're mostly irrelevant. It's like, oh, cool. Like, even their name, you know, just immediately you think, oh, well, that, you have a
it's
reaction.
It's Christmas guy. Hey, Christmas
yes,
guy.
It's Santa-chan.
Yeah. You
so
know,
hopefully that rubs off.
And that's what I said, is because, you know, visually, we haven't really seen anything about this series that interests us, right? You would say?
Not at all.
Exactly.
Not
you know?
At all.
So, I mean, in order, this series, it can be good, but this series is going to need strong characters. That is what can make even the most ugly-looking suits turn into a good season. And based, and, you know, it's only a sentence or two, but from what I've read, they seem like fairly strong, unique characters. Again, on paper, as we've said.
The thing that is nice to see is that the ages are so different.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, but I mean, other than that, I'm not like, oh, look, that guy seems interesting. I'm like, it just seems like, okay, you know, they're naming off things. Okay, fine, you know. I don't know. Nothing really pops out to me. I'm sorry. Nothing really... Yeah, it just kind of seems a little.
Well, when I read these, I said that what it reminds me of is the characters in Jetman, and well, the thing with Jetman is basically what it was is the five powers were supposed to go to five like really elite fighter pilots, stuff like that, and because of a bad guy attack, four of them got scattered to random people. So you've got the Red Ranger, who's you know the typical you know. Red Ranger, and then you've got the Pink, who is white, who is prim and proper. You got Black, who was the rebel bad guy. You got Blue, who was the young girl, who was naive, and then you've got Yellow, who was the country guy, fat guy, dirt hick, you know. And throughout the entire series, they played up that fact that these five people were very diverse, and they were only a team because they had to be a team. And I think that drove the series a lot is because so typically in the Sentai series, I get less today than in the past, but they just throw five people together and they're all immediately best friends and they only have minor little tiffs with each other. But then you take a series like Jetman, which people remember so well having is because they weren't a team that got along. Even at the end, they weren't a team that was, you know, completely cohesive. They still had a decent number of problems between them. And you know, again, I'm stretching because I'm just looking at little bios here, but it seems like at least they have the makings that they could do something like that again, where the team is not, you know, they don't automatically gel together. Like, it's such a given that teams gel together, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be a given.
And yeah. For me, like, I look at these things and I see the writer or writers, whoever came up with this stuff, sort of looking at Sentai, right, and all of the tropes and saying what can we do that's not exactly the same as we've been doing for so long. Like, to me, because of everything that I've seen in Sentai and Power Rangers, green is synonymous with silly, with sarcastic, with goofy, with bumbling, with one of those traits, or nerdy or whatever. And you read the thing for green here and it's like it seems a little more serious, or you know, like It's like they've flipped a lot of the roles around, mm-hmm. or they've taken a classic role of like, oh, the prim and proper, and said, oh, but she's trying to not be exactly like that anymore. So it's like they're playing against the usual tropes and types that you see. And that is something that I think is interesting. If you take the usual and say, how can we screw this up a little in a good way? I always like to see stuff like that. It's just sort of a more elaborate version of like hearing that Pink, I guess Pink, may be a BMX person. It was like, oh, okay, well that's new, you know. So that's why I'm slightly more interested in Kyoryuger, but visually it still looks like just like the worst thing. But whatever.
Yeah, like how refreshing was it when you first saw Bokenger and the Pink Ranger was not, you know, girly, super, you know, super cute, and they sort of save that role more for the Yellow Ranger, the Pink kind of be a badass. I love that. You know, when they get switch things up a little bit, and you know, Blue's gonna be the goofy older guy. That's interesting.
Yes. And
You know?
exactly, the age difference. And I hope
Yeah.
that actually comes into play, and not just the same joke from GoBusters, but like really, you know, using it and saying, okay, we really are from different circles. Like, we shouldn't be together, you know, normally we wouldn't, but time to save the world. You know, so we have to
Yeah.
be around each other.
Yeah, and I know historically, I just tend to prefer Sentai seasons that focus more on the character dynamics. You know, like their individual relationships with each other, and the cliches versus the unique perspectives. And here I see a lot of things that could be very unique if played right. You know, I mean, and again, I like the overall story. Like, I think GoBusters does great with the overall story, but I tend to gravitate more towards the ones that are really focused on the individuals. And I think this may be one of those seasons. Like you
Oh,
said,
Lord
double.
of Jersey, have mercy upon my soul. Okay, all right. All right. It's fine. It's fine that you want to be
I only halfway agree with that.
you want to be lost in the doggy cougar. That's fine. But let me tell you something. GoBusters, mark my words. GoBusters is going to be a tough act to follow. All right.
Absolutely.
So let's just get that on the record.
You know, honestly, with GoBusters, as much as I do like it, out of the four Rangers, there's only, I mean, two of them I really, really like, but the other two I just sort of like, to be honest. Like, I love Ryuji and I love Jin. I think they're great. I would take them in any season. And you know, and I like the fact that Hiromu isn't, you know, like we said, a hothead rookie. But you know, I mean, like, friggin' what's her name? She does. She's good, but she's like nothing spectacular.
She's the weak link to me
Yeah,
of the group.
she
That doesn't mean that I hate her,
no.
mind you. I actually like her, just you know, not compared to the others.
She grew on me. I don't know how. You'll have to come back to me on that one. But at first, I'm just like, okay, she's I can't like really. Ow.
Oh.
But she grew on me, like even with her cutesy whatever and the things, and she grew on me. Like she was cutesy, but then she's like, nah, I'm a beast, son, I'm a beast.
I'll be honest, as much as I love GoBusters, I've seen better. I've seen better.
Yo, what? Nah,
It's a
if
great
you
series.
you
It's great. I
said.
mean, it's up there, but I've
Pump
seen
on
better.
brakes.
I've seen better. I've
Pump
seen
on
better.
brakes. You better pump on brakes. Because you, like, you're goofy, whatever, blah, blah, say, whatever. And I like
Nah.
me a goofy too. But I can't have Looney Tunes all day, every day. Like,
Oh no. Awesome,
yeah.
awesome starts and ends with Magi Ranger straight up. It doesn't get better than that.
Well, that's the best.
That is the absolute best you will ever see. And it says a lot because it's a season that has a rookie hothead Red Ranger.
Look, I
And it
try.
still
I
manages to
tried.
be
I tried
amazing.
it. I tried, and I was like, I'm done. I'm sorry.
It's so good, just the relationships between the characters. You can pick any two Rangers, and they have a very unique relationship that none of the other Rangers have with each other. They take so much time to develop the relationships between them. And it, you know, it could it, it's one of those things where when you take a team that's all like siblings, you could either fail spectacularly or you could have like a lot to work with. And they had a lot to work with. They really dug into it.
And the capes.
Oh my God, really?
Well,
We're talking about characters and
like
plot and all
stories
these
and stuff.
amazing, and you know, and writers and all these things, and you bringing up capes.
I mean, Kyuriju looks like crap, but you know, I'm still, you know, gotta watch the first episode and see if the story is crap or not.
We're having an in-depth discussion over here, and you're bringing capes to the table.
I mean, didn't you say that you disliked a lot of the GoBuster look before it came
I
on?
said I said I
She went
did, I
off
wasn't a
tonight.
fan of the helmets. Like the suits I like. I don't like the helmets. Like
She's
because
like,
like
I love these suits, and then they put some cutie little bunny ears on them.
yeah like yeah, I mean it still looks like a Pikachu. Like
Pikachu.
I'm not down for that. I mean they don't the red and blue one, they don't bother me as much or whatever, but they're not my favorite helmets. They don't look bad. It's just they're not that great. They're not that great. But I like the suits. I like the actual suits themselves. But the, Krugeron, Doggy Kruger. This crap looks like
Krugeron? Kruger? You turned Kyoryuger into Krugeron.
Kruger. That's what you were saying earlier. I was like, what are you, what's Kruger? What does that have to do with
Oh, and you thought Nonomumu was bad? She got cute Krugeron out of that. Oh, Lord.
Wow.
But this season, I mean, like everything looks bad. Like the suits, the helmets, the everything. Like, how does that know? I can't. Like, this is not. I mean, of course, I'm gonna like check out the premiere or whatever, just to see how it is, and I'll eat my words if it's good. All right, I will. I'll say it right here. It's like, look, the crap is good. I'll say it's good. I'm like, all right, totally wrong. But until then, this crap looks like. No.
Terrible.
It looks terrible. I can't take no.
Well, I mean, I think we all agree that it looks terrible. I don't think anybody's going to debate you on the
No,
fact that
but
it
like
looks
you're
terrible.
like, oh, looking at these bios, it's like, oh, look, I, these look really interesting to me because they're doing this differently and that differently. And then to me, I'm just like, meh.
Well, I mean, you don't have to look awesome. I mean, come on, look at your RPM. They look like they're on crack. Straight up. I mean, it's not this bad, but they still look like they're on crack. They got ugly
Yeah,
suits. They got ugly Zords.
I've always liked the RPM suits.
Really?
At least red, I think, looks really good.
With the giant beak?
I don't care about the beak.
And
It looks
the
good.
suspenders looking seat belts or whatever, like I'm not here for that, no. But I mean that looks better
I'm
than
fine. I'm
I'm
fine.
not
Like, I don't think it's like cream of the crop, but it's decent.
I got a hiccups, hold on.
And they got their ugly ass Zords.
Well, those are, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Terrible, but
Especially blue, just friggin'
that's the brilliance.
box legs. Oof. That was not good.
Box.
Box legs.
That's a bus. See, the genius of RPM actually made those things at least funny. Like,
They take a rectangle and they split it in half. Oh my God, it's legs. Yay.
terrible.
It's
But he's the
a,
best driver. The
yeah.
first episode.
God, honestly, even looking back at Gowanger, like in retrospect, those were some characters. Straight up.
I mean, they seemed okay in the beginning. It was just they're the
Poor
same.
Blue. What the hell was Blue? I mean, oh, he takes notes. Awesome. Sweet. Good character you got there.
He's sort of more a more cartoonish version of Gosei Blue, I think. Basically the same kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, poor Gowanger. You suck so hard. So, you know.
So, which one are you looking forward to the most? Megaforce or Kyoryuger?
That's tough. Like, I mean, neither one of them I have super high expectations for at this
We all understand that. We do.
but I think Kyoryuger has more potential, but I also think it could like fail hardcore, like super hardcore. Bigger
It's
risk, bigger reward.
kind of weird because, yes, I think Kyoryuger does have more potential, but that's mainly just because it's Sentai, period. Like, automatically, they have more resources. They typically, anyway, have more coherence with their story. They have more time to tell it, and it's not going to take 5 million years.
And they're not going to look at a season of Power Rangers and say, "Let's do that. Let's just do that.
Right,
Let's just do that."
right. Or if they take inspiration, it's just for bits, and then they, do the rest really good. So in that respect, Kyoryuger probably could end up being objectively better in some ways. Now, seeing as how Power Rangers is still, supposed to it be, at least my number one, I am more excited to see Megaforce, or at least curious to see that and how it all works, because that's more of a question mark to me.
So here's my
Ouch.
prediction. Here's my prediction. I am going to abhor
Ooh.
Doggy Cougar, Ranger, whatever.
Doggy Cougar Ranger.
I'm just gonna like.
Yep, that's what it's
So Deca
called.
Ranger, wow.
Yeah, I am going to abhor that season. And I am going to. Like Megaforce in like the first couple of episodes, then the rage will come as they mess with me and tease me and all these other things.
I think Kyoryuger is going to be a pleasant surprise that's good, not great. And I think that Megaforce is going to have a couple of episodes before it starts making me pining for the Gokaiger. Just counting the days until February 2014. Just counting the days. Come on.
Because that'll make it all better.
At least I will like the Sentai footage more.
You know what we've completely forgot to talk about?
What's that?
In the trailer, what theme song they played in the background?
All right. Yeah, in the Megaforce promo, right?
Yes, the Megaforce promo trailer teaser.
Well, it's clearly the samurai theme. To me, it certainly sounds that way. Except when it gets to certain samurai specific parts, it just sort of.
Fades.
I
Yeah.
heard at the end that I heard go Megaforce.
Yes, at the very end, something happens. But it's like it's speculated by some that it's like most of the promo is just doing the samurai theme, and then the very end they switch to another theme, which will be the Megaforce theme, which is not Mighty Morphinish.
I told you it's going to be Zeo translated. New Zeo.
What do you guys
Meh.
think? Do you think that the trailer, do you think that the theme song is going to be straight up exactly like Samurai, only they're just going to change the words? Or do you think that I was just a placeholder for the theme song? The actual theme song?
I don't know. They'll probably just do some generic crap. It won't be samurai, but it'll be generic crap.
I don't know. I don't want to speculate what I think it will be. I don't know. But I know that when I heard it in the promo, I wasn't really pleased. And I really hope that they're not just gonna do another Mighty Morphin theme song again. And that's all I can say.
Megaforce four more. Go, Megaforce.
Oh, yes.
Forcing up the mega.
Go, Mega.
Mega.
Samurai out the door.
Mega forces here.
Go, Mega Force.
Go, Mega Force.
But that's, yeah, that's. Oh my god,
Megaforce.
please stop. That was another thing, though, that it's morphin' time. We
Oh
hear
yeah,
them
the
say.
morphin call. They say it's morphin time, but then they say go go Megaforce.
Yeah. So.
Maybe because like I remember in Zeo when they first got their shiny new suits and whatever, and they did like this one time different kind of morphing call thing, but then the rest of it was it's morphin time. So maybe for this one, like they like do a special it's morphin time, but then really it's gonna be go go Megaforce. Because isn't that what the toy did? Isn't that what the toy said?
The toy said, "Go, go, Megaforce!" Yes.
So I'm gonna follow the toy.
You're gonna follow the toy?
I'm gonna follow the toy.
Well, we'll see.
Hold up.
I'm not really a fan of either. If it's a one-time thing with is more fun time, that's fine. That's okay, I don't care. But yeah, I'm waiting for that.
Isn't that hype?
That is the Morphin call. That's the Morphin call.
Yeah.
What else could it be? Just
Well,
fun things.
it only says that if you put in the actual Red Ranger card. And it goes. Yeah. That's
So
what it is.
that is so what it is.
Yeah.
Are there
Just like
other
what was
Ranger
it?
cards?
Yes.
Do they make that sound too?
Hold on. See, I'm gonna put in my card of Shane. Remember your boy Shane? Yeah. That's all you get.
At least it isn't Ranger.
Well, I'm actually meant like Mega Force Rangers.
Let's see what I have. I have his sword. I have the Dragon Zord. I have the Ghost State Great Megazord. I have. I don't know what this is. It's just a symbol and a picture of wind, but it says Red Mega Force Ranger. So let's see what that says. I don't know what it could be. Oh. Well, there's that. Yeah, and then all I have other than that is Nick, Jack, Cole, Casey. Yeah, that's all that came with the Morpher. And I ain't buying anything else, so.
Go Mega Force. That is the Morphin call. Done.
Yeah.
Done.
They even say victory charge. Yeah.
So yeah. There you go. Go like j just like with Ninja Storm, Ranger Form, ha.
Ha!
Dino Thunder power up. Ha.
That's a little
Oh,
different.
and the other thing we learned from the promo is that we're ditching Rangers Together Samurai Forever.
That's right. There's a new slogan in town.
It's a
Oh, we have
fresh new slogan.
fresh new slogan: Earth's Defenders Never Surrender.
Oh
Boom.
yeah. Oh yeah. Can't wait to hear that in every episode.
It rhymes! Oh my god. And you'll hear it in the credits too. You
Oh
know?
my God.
Won't that be
No,
amazing
no.
when you hear it in the credits? And then you're watching it and it says Troy, Noah, Emma, Gia,
Gia.
Jake, Antonio. What are you still doing here?
Bulk. No, what?
Yes, well, come on. Come on. Oh boy.
Great. Loving it. I can't wait. Honestly, like I was the hype is being built, and I'm actually looking forward to watching something new that is
They're
not
building the
samurai.
hype because they've done the shrewd move of not showing any actual episode footage where they talk to each other and do stuff. Very shrewd.
Yeah, you just see, what is it, Emma is her name? Emma, the pink one? That's the one, right? Yes.
Yes.
So her with the camera, show that. You see the blue one looking over his shoulder.
Oh, shoulder.
And the yellow one looking in the distance.
The other
That's
one,
a
she's
there's
got her fists up.
in the distance.
She's ready to kick some ass.
See her coming closer.
So yeah,
What's up, Mega?
we've got some we got some things to ponder. Opinions might change in this next 2, 3 weeks or what have you, but I'm Mega Force over Doggy Cougar. I'm it's
Your user.
I'm not. Okay? It's just
Ah.
I can't. I can't. I have, you know what? And I have to. I have to put my bets on the Power Rangers this season because
I gotta go kill Your user.
I can't deal with
I'm not
another. I can't deal with
betting
another
on
Power
Power
Rangers
Rangers.
again. I
Sorry, I'm
can't.
not betting on Power Rangers. That's like a losing bet
Yeah.
right now, unfortunately, but I'd like it to be good.
I have to because I can't go through a third year. Like I can't. This is like draining me. I
You
can't.
can, and you will. We've done it before. We've gone through
I
3 years to suck before.
but for me, I don't know. And if it does feel a little wound down now, and I don't know. I'd like it to be good. That's just it.
You know, and
I
even
want
if
it to be
it's
good.
even if it sucks, I'm kind of bummed that we're pretty much now, it seems like we're stuck to the 20 episodes a year formula. That kind of sucks.
Where if they stay on Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
Yeah, for now. Well, yeah, well, at least until
But
the
think
end
about
of.
it. But think about it, right? You know, they don't want to be years and years behind the Sentai. That's kind of whack, right? You know, whatever. So they're probably like, all right, guys, we gotta situate ourselves so we can get off Nickelodeon and be on this Vortex thing, right? So we're like, all right, let's just blow through the Go Sager, blow through the Go Kyger so that we're able to catch up and be off of Nickelodeon. 20, what would it be like, what, 2015? 2015, we off of Nickelodeon, do our own thing, and now we can do our 40 episodes the way we want.
Yeah, with Go Busters.
Well, they're still going to be 3 years behind, but
Well, those will be
Well, they won't
caught up a
be.
little
Yeah, they're gonna
more.
be caught up a little, you know?
Well, I mean, they'll be back to one season a year, so they'll be three, so they'll be behind by 3 years.
What
I w
else?
but what if, but see, if we had used Go Sager for 2 years, then that would have been
Yeah, then they would just keep getting further and further behind, but
Right. You still
Yeah.
want to be a little bit behind so that you, well,
Yeah,
the hope
I would say
is.
ideally you would be probably two behind. Ideally.
So you know everything. I mean,
Beforehand.
even like crossovers and stuff, like you know ahead of time, you
Even
can plan
consider
them.
starting. Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, the way it originally was, I agree. I didn't like the fact that they were only one behind because I know that made Dino Thunder significantly less awesome.
Yeah. Still annoyed that Devin didn't become that extra ranger, which totally would have worked with the footage, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, if they can consider friggin' Wes and Eric different rangers, they can consider that a different ranger. I mean, they look enough
Yeah.
alike. They look the
Yeah.
same. So, yeah.
So Megaforce, please prove me right. Please be better than the Sentai this time. Please. 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 Please.
Oh, role reversals. I was sitting here giving you some samurai hype. Did not work out.
And this is true. This is very true. But this is for me, I have to because I can't do this again, man. Like I can't, man.
Think was
This is
an
an
abusive relationship.
I think you're gonna be forcing yourself to like Kyoruser. Just cause. If Megaforce is that awful, you'll be like, I'm gonna have to love you, Kyoruser, because I need something.
Because it's starting to feel a little Stockholm, Like, you fall in love with the thing that hurts you
Sort of.
over and over again.
It was the same thing when we're sitting here like, really? We're watching Jungle Fury? After the last two seasons burnt us so bad, we're still watching Jungle Fury? Okay. I.
Yeah, we're just doing more of the same, even though you didn't like it the first time. We'll keep going back for more. I mean, there is a limit. I think everybody has their limit, and for some it may be really far away, for some it might be right up in front of your face at this point. And I know Samurai had a number of longtime fans just drop off and say, "You know what? I'm done. This is not what Power Rangers is supposed to be at this point. We've moved on." And I don't want Megaforce to do that, but I don't know if it will or not.
Yeah.
Hey, head better not, also I'm gonna cut y'all. Shoot. Hmm. Let's start cutting people.
See, that's why I watch Power Rangers, Super Sentai, and Kamen Rider, because it's virtually impossible for all three to be awful at the same time.
Oh! Famous last words. Just saying.
There's gotta be at least one of them that's good. Gotta be at least one. Come on.
I got Wizard until the summer at least. I'm fine.
Wizard's still, you know, we still got, you know, 4 or 5 more months of Wizard, so we're good. We'll hang out. Yeah. You know, me and Wizard and Beast, we'll chill.
Oh, please, with Tristan, he'll like any Kamen Rider. So
whatever. Not even.
He hates Denno despite it being amazing. So
I hate Denno with very valid reasons.
And despite then what, it being amazing.
What was going on at the same time as Denno?
I forget.
Let me see. I'd have
to look. What was before Overdrive was Mystery Force? So Magi Ranger?
Maybe. I thought Magi Ranger was at the same time as Kiva. Not Kiva, I mean Hibiki.
Well, yeah. Because Bokenger and Kabuto.
2007 to 2008. So
Bokenger and Kabuto were together. Because they had little bumpers where they interacted.
Okay. So
if you go back a year. or no, if you go forward a year. Okay, if you go forward a year.
Yeah, Geki Ranger.
So, okay, Geki Ranger.
Yeah, it was Geki and Denno. That was heaven for me. I love them both. So.
Oh, gosh.
I love me some Geki and some Denno, so that was pretty pimp.
And then what was the Power Ranger season going on at that time? 2007 was...
The one right before it, so...
Overdrive.
So it'd be Overdrive.
Ooh. Oh, gosh. I haven't seen Denno, so I can't comment.
It's wacky.
On me not liking it, but I definitely know I gave up on Geki Ranger and Overdrive.
Denno is wacky with almost no plot.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would not be my year. No. Well, all of them suck at the same time.
Yeah, but Geki Ranger's amazing, and you hate it, so... That's a problem.
Come, dude. Like, everybody knows.
Who's everybody? You're in the minority. Just so you know, you're in the minority.
Geki
Ranger, you're in the minority. Denno, you are extremely in the minority. There's a reason why every single time there's a new Kamen Rider movie, Denno shows up. Because everybody loves Denno.
I don't know about that. There's plenty of people who dislike Denno. It's popular. Yes.
Details were
so. If you want to have in common, if you want to have things in common with, you know, 3 and 4 year old children, that's fine. That's okay. You can copy with them. It's fine. No problem.
Yeah.
You can tout your own horn. Whatever. Toot toot.
Okay, Power Rangers fan.
Ooh.
I was gonna say you're being incredibly hypocritical. You're picking one season, really? One season we're gonna have this discussion about?
No, but I am not basing my. Oh well, you're totally in the minority because everybody loves it.
You are. It is the minority. Most people like the season. That's just a fact. Okay, I'm not saying that makes it good. I'm saying that most people liked it.
So what's your point? That's what I'm saying. If it doesn't make it good, what's your point?
It is good. It doesn't have anything to do with that fact, but it is good.
Okay, so anyways.
It's you want to talk in circles, that's cool.
It's a show. It's genuinely funny.
Oh, Lord. Well, again, like I said, I have not seen it, and you're wacky, and usually if I'm going by that, except for the Kiba Ranger, which is a very rare instance where our Venn diagrams mesh together.
By the way, let's mention that. Kiba Ranger's getting season 2. What's up? Season 2 of a Kiba Ranger is coming. With new Rangers to add to the team.
New Rangers.
New Rangers to the rescue. New Rangers to the rescue. Oh, good
If
times.
there is a male Pink Ranger, then I will tune in. But
Stereotypes.
otherwise, no thanks. Because
Oh.
that was one of the rumors that there was a male Pink Ranger. And if they were ever going to have one, then it would be
It would
in
be in this one.
Akiba. Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not really interested.
It's
I'm
gonna
bored.
be awesome.
You're so
Awesome.
superficial. Like,
Yeah.
really?
Look at me. I'm Tristan. I'm the gay guy, so I have to have a male
Male
Pink
pink
Ranger.
one. Right now.
La-di-da, let me prance.
I've already seen the show and don't like it, so
I know you
yeah.
don't. Yeah, but you hate comedy. Let's be fair.
But like, and you
I
stopped
love
early,
RPM.
though. You stopped early. Like, you got up to like episode 4. You're like, this is whack. But then episode
Yeah,
5 was awesome.
you chickened out on a 13 episode show. You weak.
That doesn't make sense.
You
I think
weak.
I gave it a good amount of time to do something. They took too long to be awesome.
You
Or
stopped at
quote
episode
unquote
2 and you
awesome.
were like, wah, wah,
Yeah,
and
but
then it got awesome. Like, this is what
if
happened.
it was like a new Kamen Rider and it sucked, you'd be like, okay, I'll just give
I'll
it
just, yeah,
19 more
exactly.
episodes. I'll give it
Exactly.
19 more episodes. Okay, it's still bad. All right, I'll give it 25 more episodes. Okay, it's over, and I'll give it a few more episodes.
A plus.
That's not even true. That's not even true.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. You'd abandon it because it was comedy, and you're all, I'm all serious. Derp, derp.
I watched half of demo. Okay. So clearly there was a difference. Alright. And then went back and watched all the movies, and then went back and watched the last episode of the TV show. Trying to give it a chance, quote unquote, and thinking it was better than Akiba Ranger, at least in some way. But
All
yeah,
I can hear is blind hatred. That's all I can hear right now. It's
Right, you need
sad.
to get your ears checked.
It's sad.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm hearing a
poor.
little self-hate though. Like, Akiba Ranger has
Yeah.
some deep-seated, rooted, class issues
Yeah.
and sexism and all this other stuff. But and you know what? It's fine. It's fine though. If you don't want to see it that way, it's fine. It's cool.